Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Michelle Cromer.
And this is Perla Maldonado.
And you all have turned into the wackiest show, I tell you. First of all, we changed our music because this is me playing the piano. And now it's over. And I want to, first of all, apologize. All the years Perla and I have been doing this show, we've never had a screw-up in our time. And for some reason, the studio wasn't working. So here we are. Hello. Happy Chinese New Year, Perla.
We're an hour and a half late.
Yeah, so sorry, everyone. It's Super Bowl Sunday, Perla. No one's listening to us. It doesn't matter. They'll download it.
That's true.
Right?
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
Right.
But so here we are, February the 8th. Tomorrow is the Chinese New Year, and it is the year of the Red Fire Monkey. Very exciting.
Huh. So is New Year's, the Chinese New Year, always on the same day?
Well, interestingly enough, the Chinese don't go by the sun calendar like we do in the West. They go by the lunar calendar. So the year always falls on the new moon. So not only is it the new year tomorrow, it's the new moon. So the new moon is between 1:21 and 2:10, and sometime in that time frame. And this year it happens to be on 2:08. So next year it happens to be on 2:28, and it's the fire chicken. So Chinese celebrate the Lunar New Year. So that's why I'm a rat, but if I were born in January or February, I would really have to look it up, because it's not necessarily January 1st, you become a rat, you know what I mean? So I would suggest anyone that wants to know what their animal is, that they go to Google and Wikipedia and look up Chinese zodiac. Super simple. It'll list it all out for you. What are you? Do you know, Perla?
I am a monkey.
Well, that is not good. It is not good luck to be a monkey this year, but wouldn't you think it would be?
Yes. So isn't this the year of the monkey?
Well, it's the year of the monkey, and the Chinese zodiac reoccurs, of course, every 12 years, 12 animals. So 12, 24, 36, 48, 60, 72, et cetera. But according to ancient Chinese superstition, which is all of this is, right? It's all superstition, which I'm not really on board with, but we're going to talk about it since I do feng shui. Your birth sign, your birth year, actually offends the god of age. And you offend a lot of people anyway, Perla. So the god of age, just put that on your list, because that's just one other person. But you monkey people are supposed to have bad luck during the year. But the best way to avoid bad luck, all you have to do, Perla, is wear something red. Maybe socks, underwear, waistband, bracelet, something. Just try to have something red on all year. And the reason why this is, listeners, is the Chinese zodiac is in a circle, and the gods of age sits in the middle of it. So the god of age is now facing away from the monkey, and so that is why, according to superstition, that is why you're having a bad year, because you could sneak up on the year of the god. And I'm going to give you guys the number, even though we're not at our normal time, but if anybody's listening, you can always call in at 760-542-4307. That's 760-542-4307. So the people that are having a good year, should you know your Chinese astrology, are me, the rat, the ox, which is like 1961, the rabbit, and the rooster. An average year is the dragon, the horse, the sheep, and the dog. And unfavorable for this year is the tiger, the monkey, the snake, and the pig. But no, don't despair, all you tiger, monkey, snake, pig people. You can have a little bit of feng shui and actually be able to redirect that, what I call quantum physics, motion, matter in motion in time and space. So not a problem, not a problem. So it's the fire monkey year.
So what? Tell me a little bit about this monkey and why red fire.
Well, that's a good question, Perla, because each animal in the Chinese zodiac actually have the five elements that represent them: water, fire, metal, wood, and earth. So there's actually 60 combinations. 5 times 12 is 60. So let's take the monkey. We know the monkeys are what? Tricksters and pranksters. And what better radio show to talk about the trickster than today, when we could not, for the first time in years, get our radio show at the proper time?
That is an example.
That's an example of what can happen in this year of the monkey. So it's super, super important for everyone to be extra careful that you're not drawn into some sort of business scheme or a bad relationship. Really do your homework. But it is a terrific year for whimsical businesses or anything related to children, because monkeys, if you think about their characteristics, they're very whimsical. They act like a child. So also a great time, because think about when you see a bunch of monkeys together, what are they doing? They're talking, they're picking on each other, they're laughing. So it's social networking. Think group activities, lots of communication, lots of activity. A terrific year for social media platforms, for launching a business that has anything to do with a website, redoing your website, relaunching a digital online company, or for you, Perla, in advertising, for really launching digital campaigns. Really successful this year. The red fire is the element. It's a masculine, you know, think lava. You know, it's a very active year. This could also be a year, though, that if you believe in the superstition, it could be a lot more wars because of that masculine energy. But also think about the wonderful things about fire. It's bright, it's blazing, it's passionate. You could really start a terrific love affair this year. Hopefully, Perla, you can. And certainly wonderful time to get passionate about your career or about a new career, because it's going to be an incredibly creative time. Now, can you imagine me? I'm a rat. I'm in one of my most favorable times. What am I doing instinctively, intuitively? I'm about to redo my website, and I'm launching a business that I'm giving back all the proceeds. You know how I am. Side note, this is the Super Bowl, and do you know why I don't watch the Super Bowl, except, of course, I used to be in the ad business and owned an advertising agency, and I love the commercials. This is the number one day in the entire year for human trafficking. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah. So
wow.
There's a lot of prostitution
why? Why
today.
Is it? Why is it?
Yeah. You get men and men together, and you add alcohol, and you make bad decisions, and you cheer people on, and it's, you know, it's just notorious for that. And so, you know, the work that I do with the girls in human trafficking, I was at the shelter this week, and they told me. And I know you do a lot of work at the Battered Wives Clinic, and I did in my 20s and my 30s, and I had to stop because every time the Dallas Cowboys would play, and if they lost, I knew that the center was going to be full. And I cannot
watch
a professional football game to this day without thinking about all of that. So now college ball, I'll bet on college. I mean, I will do anything college ball. Love college football, but NFL, not so much. Side note. Okay, so back to the red fire. So that's what's going on this year. If you have a business, listeners, or you're thinking about starting a business, this is a great time to get on board with the website. The bracelets that I'm doing, Perla, they're called Bracelets with a Story. And they're all these, you know, how I've traveled the world, Peru, Tibet, Spain, and I've picked up amulets that have religious connotations, spiritual connotations, and I'm working with a designer out of Santa Fe, Park Kerr, and we're selling these bracelets, and we're giving it to the girls for human trafficking to re-educate them once they are caught, because, you know, there's a lot of shame involved in what do you do, and you need an education. So I'm relaunching that on my website. So super excited about that. Yeah, super. So that's one of the things that you could do.
Give me your
year.
Website address. Your website
address. It's michellecromer.com. And I will let everybody know when we're relaunching it. The designer's coming with the new layouts in the morning at 10 o'clock. And so you know how it takes a while to program it, but it will be in February for sure. Very, very excited. So let's talk about some other things that people could do or should do this year. This is a great time to shake things up in your life. It's the perfect time to create change. With that monkey enthusiastic energy, anything can happen. So be extra careful not to trust the wrong people. And remember, we all know that monkey is that trickster.
Okay, so, create change. Like, give me an example.
Okay, so let's just say, let's talk at it from a little, all kinds of different angles. Okay, change. you're sitting there, you're listening to this, and you're thinking, you know, I just can't get on board with a health program. My weight's always been an issue. This is a terrific time to research what diet is going to be, or what, lifestyle. What lifestyle is most appropriate for you? For example, I have celiac disease. I can never eat gluten. And I also have, I was born with strawberry blonde hair, so I'm a redhead with type O blood. Why does that matter? I'm connected to Neanderthal. So the diet for me is paleo. It took me years to figure this out. But this is a good year for anyone to make a change in their health. This is a great time for people to look at themselves and say, you know, life is too short for me to be in this job, for me to be in this relationship, and I'm going to make some change. Or I'm going to make some changes eternally inside of me. I'm going to start meditating. Maybe I'll develop a spiritual practice like prayer, yoga, something that connects me to something bigger than I am. A change could be, gosh, you know, maybe I want to help the planet, animals, somebody else, and I'm going to start volunteering, because there's no way better to bring meaning and purpose into your life than to volunteer and help something or somebody else.
Those are good ideas. What about like, if I buy a bicycle and start bicycling?
That's a great idea.
That.
Be careful of traffic. And you know what, Carla, when you're doing that, because you're in an unfavorable year, promise me that you're going to wear bright red lipstick when you're on that bike, because you're bringing that red, or a red shirt, because you're bringing that red, you know, into your space, into that energy field that you have, because, you know, you're a monkey in a monkey year, if you believe that. Now, feng shui, I'm not a superstitious person at all, and so my feng shui is a little different in that I don't do, you know, this cure, that cure, the other cure. I really talk about quantum physics, but I do think it's interesting because this has been going on for 5,000 years, and so why not, you know, learn a little bit about it? So we talked about things that we should do. You want to talk about things we shouldn't do?
Okay.
You know, this,
and this is things we shouldn't do all year long, right?
This is really just something that you shouldn't do this first, like tomorrow, February the 8th, or a couple of days that follow, especially during that new moon cycle. But if you take medicine tomorrow, it is suggested that you will be ill for the entire year. Now, everybody knows, not everybody, but I'm married to an orthopedic surgeon who would absolutely be horrified for me to say this. So I will say, editor's note, if you need to take a prescription medicine because your doctor told you to, of course, do that. But it's just a superstition. Like another superstition, and my mother used to say this also about the Western New Year's, never, ever, ever do laundry on a New Year. Why? Because it means you're going to be doing laundry all year long. And in the Chinese tradition, it's because it's the water god's birthday. So to honor them, you don't do laundry. And you also, same reason, you don't wash your hair, that same reason. And another thing, when you get up in the morning, don't have your typical Rice Chex cereal or oatmeal. Have a breakfast that is hearty, that is delicious, that maybe has a really nice presentation, because it is said that you really should step out in the new year with a prosperous start. And a prosperous start is a big, hearty breakfast, if you all have time.
Well, we always have time for breakfast.
Oh, who doesn't? And another thing, don't sweep anything at all tomorrow, because you're going to sweep away good fortune. And don't wear black or white, because that's the color of death and mourning in the Asian culture.
So we should wear red?
So wear a bright color. You know, if I were you, Perla, if you don't have a red shirt or a red suit or something, bring a red bag or wear red lipstick, especially for you tomorrow. That's so important for anyone that has the, if you are a monkey, a tiger, a snake, or a pig. And again, you can go to Google, Wikipedia, and you can look up Chinese zodiac, super, super simple. Let me give you a little bit of example. For example, let's just say, okay, 1960 is a rat. And again, this is you know, extremely, because I know a lot of our listeners are, you know, like 60, 1959 is a pig, 58 dog, 57 rooster. Let's go the other way, 62 tiger, 63 is a rabbit, dragon is 64, snake 65, horse 66, sheep 67, and so on. And then again, we have the monkey. Monkey is 1944, 56, 1968, 1980, 1992. Now, weren't you born in 1992, Perla?
Yes. Absolutely.
No, I don't think so. No. My son August is a rooster, 1993, and Sam was born in 2001, and he is a snake. So it's just kind of fun to know what your Chinese animal is, because a lot of us do embody those characteristics. You are a trickster. You're kind of that kind of prankster kind of personality, and a rat, me, I am very strategic. I am very cunning. I'm not manipulative, but I could be. I used to be in my younger years, but I am very good. I'm best friends with the monkey. Isn't that funny? And you and I are such good friends. So, because we get along, because you are a risk taker. Monkeys are risk takers. And I love strategy and planning and as the rat, and I'm going to get things done, and I'm going to quietly, methodically work and implement all of your ideas. So that's kind of, you know, just an example of partners in the Chinese zodiac.
Wow.
Yeah.
But I don't climb trees, okay? I don't climb trees.
Well, so there's the change. Promise me this, you're gonna climb one tree.
Yeah, right.
With red lipstick on.
and
park your bike underneath it.
I tripped and fell walking out of a house the other day. How do you think I'm going to climb a tree?
Just, you know, Pearlie, you're not even that old. Suck it up. What's wrong with you? Get your butt in a tree. So anyway, listeners, that's it. So just to review, it is the year of the monkey. It starts tomorrow. It's also a new moon. You know how I love new moons. New moons are a terrific time to set intentions. And because it is the new year for the Chinese New Year, and because it is the new moon of our year that we celebrate, it is a super powerful time to manifest. So I always say this, and you know this is true, Perla, be careful what you wish for. Because...
Is there any... Go ahead.
Sometimes you get it.
Is there anything... Okay, it's a new moon in Aquarius. What does that
mean? Okay, love Aquarius. Aquarius, think about if anybody knows anybody that's Aquarius, they walk to the beat of a different drummer. They are unusually creative. They are kind of away from the crowd. They're intense people, and yet there are a lot of things going on behind the eyes. So this is a new moon that is very mystical. Think of the age of Aquarius and that whole, like, think of the 1960s kind of song. It's a really great time to dream big, to think outside the box, to really plant the seeds of something you thought might be impossible. Those Aquarius people, thank God for them and God bless them, because they bring in those futuristic ideas. They bring to us things that we would not think would be possible. So this is a terrific time tomorrow, New Year's in Chinese, new moon in anywhere, to really manifest that big picture dream for this year and what you want to see happen. And if you were asking me, I would get up in the morning and I would write it down, and I would really spend some time in some vision therapy, sort of just imagining. And I would fold that, and I would put that under my mattress, and I would keep that under all year long, maybe a list of things that you want to see happen. And it wouldn't be kind of neat to go back a year from now and see what actually manifested. And what didn't manifest. And if you were better off or not. Because I think that there's something really magical about this Aquarius new moon and the dream state that the Aquarians actually participate in, that most of us wish to participate in. And if you put it under your mattress where you do actually dream and go to sleep each night, I think you activate that in a very meaningful way. So, you know, let's see, Perla, why don't you and I do this, and then next year when we're talking about the year of the chicken, the rooster, next year, let's pull our list out and see what happens.
Okay. It's a date.
Yeah. I'm going to do that. Yeah. So let's try that. So that's really it. It's just a wonderful celebration, whether you believe in the superstition or not. It's just a lot of fun to talk about. And I believe that the year does, in fact, carry these characteristics of these animals. And I hope so. Wouldn't that be great to have a year full of creative, blazing, fiery energy? I just think that would be terrific. And the downside is what happened to us today, that whole trickster, prankster. Be careful. Just be careful. Check, and double check, right?
Yes.
Yes.
And we did. Well, we did, but we still got tricked.
Okay, so that's great. So that's really it. And next week we're going to, it's Valentine's Day, Perlita. It's all about love next week. Love. How to get it, how
and
to
chocolate.
Keep it, how to manifest it, how to enrich it, how to really make it everything that you could possibly want. And we're gonna do that with a couple of different energy modalities. And so that's going to be really super exciting. So, Perla, I know that I'll let you get back to that Super Bowl. Who's playing? No, I'm just kidding. I know. It's the Denver Broncos and those Carolina people, the Panthers.
Yeah.
Right?
The Denver Broncos are ahead.
Well, good, because if I like that Manning. You know, I do know a little bit about football. This would be his 200th win. Can you imagine? Because this is the last game that man will ever play on TV, I guarantee you. He's the oldest quarterback, and he's the oldest quarterback that's ever been in the Super Bowl. And I kind of like the Broncos. Who are you voting for? Rooting
the Broncos,
for?
Yeah. Yes, because they're
good. And they're closer to us.
Yeah.
You know,
When I used to babysit my nephews, they were all Bronco fans, and we used to sit there and watch the Broncos, and I never knew what was going on, but they sure did.
Yeah, exactly. So listeners, thanks so much for finding us. Sorry about the mix-up today with that monkey and that prankster, but we're so honored and delighted. I tell you, Perla, it's crazy how many people want to listen to two women just jabbering on, isn't it? But we are grateful.
What do you mean?
And we're wishing
yes.
you the best monkey, red monkey year possible. And thank you so much for listening. This is Michelle Cromer.
And this is Perla Maldonado.
And we'll see you next week. And remember, please, please, please think deeply, speak gently, love much, laugh a lot, work hard, give freely, and please go out and find somebody to help and serve. Bye-bye.
Bye.